This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Robert Monticolo, Robert Monticolo, date of birth 04/09/1950, date of appointment February 28, 2025, requesting physician V. Rao Valetti, V. R. A. O. V. O. L. E. T. I. A. Dear Dr. Valetti, I have the pleasure of seeing Robert Monticolo today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who woke up on the third week of October and having a pain on the left side of the face, having numbness. Face was droopy. He cannot close the left eye. He diagnosed with the left-sided Bell's palsy. He was seen by the primary care doctor who prescribed clindamycin and then amoxicillin, and now he's on prednisone. He still has symptoms of the left-sided Bell's palsy. He was seen by the dentist. He has hard to talk. Feels like a gumball in the mouth. Sometimes eyes crossed. Going to see the eye doctor. Past medical history. History of prostatic cancer, hypertension, GERD, past surgical history, herniorrhaphy, both side, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, omeprazole, famotidine, hydralazine, losartan, carvedilol, amlodipine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is retired, he is divorced, lives alone, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased with MI, father deceased with Parkinson's disease, 1 sister, 3 brother, 2 deceased, 1 with cancer, 1 with atherosclerotic heart disease. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having left-sided Bell's palsy and neck pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 140 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, valves on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is a left-sided lower motor neuron type of facial palsy present. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflex is 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of left-sided Bell's palsy. I advised him to keep on taking prednisone. Facial exercises explained to the patient. Prognosis also explained to the patient. I advised him to use the eye patch at night on the left side and use the artificial tear. I would like to order the blood test including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA, rheumatoid factor and Lyme antibodies. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. If patient symptom persists, then he need MRI of the brain. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.